Angle with Food Sister. Oh my God. Like, welcome to the Double Trouble Drama Show. And I'm your host, Boss Margarita. To tell you, so now we are going to talk about that and lots more dramatic issues, more details. Love Triangle with Two Sisters, alright? It is epic, juicy, interesting, and you don't want to miss it. So, Love Triangle with Two Sisters, I am having a problem. I have an affair with Two Sisters. Oh, so he's having an affair with Two Sisters. But I am only in love with one of them. Sir, you're only in love with one of them? Okay, sir. Anyway, and I used to hide and visit one of them when we are starting out, but it did not take long for the other sister to suspect something. Sir, you never make people know, say you're a dunce. You're a dunce? Sir, come on. Do better than that. Why you want the two sister? Why you want make the two make? You not think the other sister go figure it out? Like, match up 1 plus 2, 1 plus 2, and get the answer, the end result. Sir, oh God bless your soul, cause that sister don't want to ruin your life. I got to tell you. So, that's my advice for you, sir. Number two is more likely interestinger. Yeah, you know, interesting. So she nearly cleaned out my bank account. Like, she nearly do what? No? She do what? No? Okay. Dear pastor, I got to tell you, dear pastor, sweet like Jesus. But you have to get a rundown pan, you know what? Mark a rundown, as a dear pastor, as a dramatic issue says. Rundown, mark a rundown pan on Friday, because I'm bugger mix up. So, I'm dear pastor, I'm 24 years old. I got involved with a 26-year-old woman. I knew her boyfriend. Oh, God. So you knew her what now? Our boyfriend? Okay. Our boyfriend? Like what? No. You have to behave strong, man. Because you know her what? Okay, anyway. They have a child together. And they were living about a mile from me. I went to the U.S. to work, right? And this girl and I started to see each other. I was hearing from him so many times. I had to help her out with money, right? So one day, you know them one day story there. One day it's not going to happen. So one day she told me that people report to her boyfriend and see that she and I were together, which was really true, and she denied it. Okay, and I told her that she should not deny it because I did not want to have a woman in my life. And since I was in the open, she could give me the house where she was and move in with me. She would give up the house where she was and moving with me. Okay. I understand this. Moving with you. First of all, you broke guy code rule. Don't date another virgin man, woman. You don't date another virgin man, woman. There is no way that should happen. May God bless your soul. May God bless your soul. Because I be a man, it's a man. Father-in-law thinks that I am pleasing his son. I'm not pleasing his son. Number three, the dramatic issues. Okay, I can't find out what the interesting room is. Juicy, their pastor. I got married this year, and I have to write to you because I'm unhappy with my husband, and I did not force him to marry me. Well, so why you did marry him? Anyway, I don't know. Let's continue reading. And he asked me to marry him. We were living together for 3 years. 3 years. 3 years. 3 years. Okay. 3 years, and we have a break from each other and then get back together, and everyone was right. So I did not know my husband which I had another relationship until we were married. Why that one is sticky bad? That one is sticky, bad. Anyway, let me go on read on. When I found out and I asked him, he admitted and promised that he would end it. This is a comfort to a fool, but anyway, let's do it one more time. But it was not easy for him to enter the relationship because the woman works with the same company he does, and they are in the sales. But sometimes they get out together to do business. I am here very lonely, and he's not around. I called his father, who's an elderly man of the church, and asked him to talk to his son. He said that he would not get involved because we are adults. Rightfully so. Yes, rightfully so. You know, some family member loving on a business. Like, I respect that elderly man, father. Let's continue. Let's continue. So he asked me I was satisfied with his son in bed, and I told him yes, and he asked, boy, I'm get very personal enough though, like orange peel. No sir, I don't know orange peel enough, but yeah. You know what you get me, So he also asked me if his son was satisfied with me, and I told him he had never complained. Well, if you never complain, there's the problem. He said that could be the problem. Exactly what I just said, and I could be the problem because I might take his son for granted. I don't think that was the kind of answer a man of the clone should give, especially to his own son-in-law. I was expecting a more spiritual answer. My husband does not like me to ask him questions, anything that he does. But I love this man, and but I don't live in this way. When I come home, I get home and ready for him. He come early or late, and I was not just saying I was not saying anything to him. He cannot be right. Please give me that. Anyway, if you're not satisfied, you leave in backside. But if you're not satisfied, what you need to do is find out from your husband or your boyfriend if you're satisfied with him in bed. And how can you guys move forward with him, teach you something, you teach him something, whatever. So that is basically important. Find out. Just go and find out. Wife auntie calls me to cheat on her. What? No, sorry. Me glad me come out if you come see this. Me glad bad. God black post. Anyway. Glad me come on to come see this. Wife auntie accused me on to cheat on her. Dear pastor, so I'm 22 years old. I have been married to a woman who was living with her extended family, and I have been together for 6 years. Six years. Unlike my belief, 5 years is good enough, and then marriage. 5 years is good enough. And then marriage, yeah, 5 years is good. 5 years in a relationship going leading up. It should not take, unless you don't have the money to marry. But unlike me, my marriage is just still like ox still born. One witness, a pastor, and we get married. Move along. Move along with your jolly husband. I'm not spending my bag of money, pano. I know. Anyway. But anyway, I'm did not come to talk about me. Anyway. So, when I've been together for 6 years, but only been together for married for 3 months. Before marriage, we never had a problem where identity could cause. Because I love this woman, I am a hardworking man, and I tried my best to ensure that this young woman has the most comfortable life she could. That is the problem too. She too comfortable. Anyway, but there's always a but in every situation. But the only problem was her people. However, I could not get along with them because they always seem to be invited. But a year into our marriage, I found out myself sleeping with any and anybody at workplace or our organization. My wife found out about the multiple women carried over and over. She cried over and over. Also, you is a winning day. I did it in my podcast that women are sex symbol and men are manipulator, womanizer. Men are womanizer, and I think you are very a womanizer. I saw you love it so good. I saw you test the green grass. Them outside the green grass, your community body. Everybody need to know that you're serving the community. No, young man. Before me end this story, my advice: divorce in backside. Him don't. Him take your godfather for granted. I'm not serious about you, and him disrespect you any kind of way if you sleep around with any other woman, and then come give you away. come and then come give you HIV or AIDS or STID. No, they forced him. Anyway, continue. So each time I could say it was the last time, I would promise it. I promised that it would hang again. And weeks after that, we were back to square one. You see, you don't take the woman love for granted. You're abuser, you disrespecter, you manipulator, you're sorry, but you're not sorry. What else? My wife was on the thick side. And the second year, you know, for a match, she was thin as needle. My mama, you mad old woman to backside? No! God, I come. God, I come. You back? No! You mad old woman to backside? What is not this? Anyway, she ended up filing for a divorce. Yes, she filed for a divorce the third year. The third year! Yeah, man! Filed for the divorce. And we deserve a year for because I love this woman and I managed to mess up. I try my best to keep me in touch and by calling and check up on her because even though we were not sleeping together, we still managed to correlate to each other. The fun part was how happy. She particular and auntie you. The fun part is how this particular auntie was about she hear that we are together anymore. My wife had a friend. Your wife have our friend who invited me to church on one Sunday and there was a woman, a daughter praying. Her in her prayer. She suddenly called my wife a name without knowing who she was, but she called her name twice and then my wife stood up. My wife told her a room, took her to her room and told her how much bad suffering her auntie and cousin did to her and she still doing it. And we are still doing it. We cannot have children. Wife could not have children. So that's why you want cheap on the wife? If you know, so the wife, he could not have children. Why you bother murder? Because of love? Okay. Anyway, so it is because of them, my wife could not have children. It is because of them, my wife stopped cheating. I could not stop cheating. It's because of them I could not stop cheating. Pastor prayer woman touched my wife belly and immediately start to vomit. But Pastor, after the incident my wife started to go to church. She decided to work on our marriage and she currently pregnant. Amen. She currently pregnant but she need to divorce her backside. Your mother or your mother down to malnutrition. You're wicked, you know. You man, you figure jail. People like that, suppose your wife was suicidal, kill herself because she can't take it no more. The pressure is too overbearing for her to take it no more. No, you stretch out the wife, you stretch out her to tin, rotten or dog, she puts everything. No, you need to do better, man. Anyway, dear pastor, the reason why I'm writing you, because I think, I am thinking to have the auntie punished for all she has done to me and my wife. I need your anyway. Me know the advice. Your wife need to leave your backside. You're wicked to her. You should not do it. And then you make sure say you have the utmost respect for your wife. She most man with a left, you know. If I will name that. Most wife, most man with a left. Most man would have left already. If that was happening to them, sleep with different man and them something there, and you want forgiveness? No forgiveness! Yes, forgive them, give her after, but not forget. That is the most important. Forgive, but not forget. Okay. Which is important. Forgive and not forget, cause you no respect her. Number one, you no have no common decency to say to your wife, say you gotta stop, you're not going to do it over. But several time, come on, man, several time. You must have some level of decency, man. So, dear pastor, I'm 17 years old, and sometimes he get me. I'm problem with having with my brother. He's 17 years old, and sometimes he get me so mad, and my mother had to play. Have been playing the role of the father to him, because his father does not support him and even don't even care for him since he was born. So I don't know what is wrong with my brother. I don't know who to justify his behavior sometime. My mother is not rich, and she's a very hardworking woman. She does her best to make ends meet, but but it's like my brother does not appreciate it. It seems as if she wants my mother to go an extra mile out their way to get what he wants, and cannot even manage him. I just going to cut it short, because the whole of the explanation, honestly, I don't want to think that someone has set him like that, and I have to believe so. And every day he keep accusing that he does not have a phone, and he suffer, and nobody cares for him. No, a boy have problem, man. Problem. You not get no love, just like, yeah. He also complained to people are better than him. My mother told him that he's going to buy him a phone whenever she get the money. But he cannot wait. You know where money come from? But you can't wait. Kuyatu! Kirot! Anyway. My mother tell him not to watch people. And this boy put things on him head. Then come and complain about it. If he does not get what he wants, he feels like he's going to die, and his head is going to bust. I cannot take it anymore. I think he really needs some prayer. No, he no longer wants to go to school. What is not this? However, during the whole online schooling, he did not participate in anything. Most time he get angry, for example, when he asked my mother for money and she said she does not have it, she does not have any, and he destroyed things in the yard. He tear up his clothes, burn up his slippers and things like that. I think he's mentally sick because he did not thing that in this years ago, we did not know what is wrong, and he did not something back then, and I think that it is haunting him. Council wants help him, because he actually said that my mother does not know I am writing to you, so I don't even think that she would know about your work. So him needs some help. He really needs some help. Only help can help him. But that is it on the Double Trouble Jama Shawani. I'm your host, Boss Wagorific. Check me out on all social. It's the Double Trouble Jama Show on _ on Instagram, the Double Trouble Jama Show on YouTube and Facebook, the Double Trouble Jama Show, and also on Snapchat is the Chubbler, and also on Facebook, the Double Trouble Jama Show, and also on Twitter is the Chubbler. It's _drama_POD. Check me out on all social. Have a great day. Looking up in the front.